Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back. Missed you all so much. Welcome back to Bible Storyland. It's a wonderful day to praise the Lord. We are giving him glory. We are giving him praise and thanksgiving this morning. He is definitely the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is Alpha. He is Omega, the beginning and the end. God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. Oh, yes, he is. In this day, in this time, in this season, we need our Father. We need the Lord like never before. He's coming soon, unexpectedly. No man know the time nor the hour when our Father is coming back, and he is coming back. Don't you worry. He's faithful. He's loyal. He remembers the promises he's made to us, and the promises shall come forth. I thank the Lord this morning for each of you. God is blessing us like never before as we continually honor him and praise him and give him glory. Ooh, what a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. This is Children's Day. Children's Day. Our children are experiencing trouble on every side. Trouble here, trouble in the home, trouble in the school. But God is faithful, and he keeps his promises to us. He said he bless our seed and our seed seed. So you know he's not a man that he should lie. He's keeping his promises. The word of God in Psalms 27:5 says, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide us. He shall set us high upon a rock." And he is faithful. So he's hiding us today under the shadow of the rock. He is keeping us in his almighty palm. What a great God we serve. He is eternal, 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 eternal. And I thank God that he created every one of us in his holy image. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's the holy God. He's a righteous God. And you know, I want to tell you something. Sad news. A baby drowned this week. It was very sad to me. Very sad to me. Very sad. Oh, my God. We got to pray for them. We got to pray for ourselves that we would watch over the children and that God will watch over them because he can see them 24/7. The mother stepped out the room just a few seconds and came back. Baby drowned in the bathtub. We got to watch our children. We got to pray for them. We got to pray over them. We got to pray with them. We got to be careful with our children. Oh, my God. And then there was a shooting in somewhere, I think, in Kentucky, in a school. Children lost their lives. Intercessors, we got to get on the wall, stay on the wall. We got to stand in the gap for the children. We got to pray for them. The Bible says in Matthew, you know, Matthew 19, suffer little children and come unto me and forbid them not. We can't stop them. Some of them 3-4-year-olds say, save, mama, save. Save, daddy, save. They want to be saved. God is putting it in them. So we got to make sure they're saved. Don't stop them. And then bless the children. When Jesus walked the earth, he laid hands on them and he blessed them. And we got to do that too. We have to do the same thing. Psalms 27, I just read, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide our children in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide them. He's already doing it for us. He shall hide them too. Thank God for hiding our children, our seed seed from trouble. Because there's trouble on every hand. But I thank God that he's hiding us, hiding our children in the secret place. Let's seriously pray for our children daily. And, you know, we can't just say, Lord, bless me and my poor. We got to pray effectual, fervent prayers. Those are the prayers the Lord hears. Effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we got to pray when we get up in the morning, pray, at night before we go to bed, pray during the day. You know, Deuteronomy is a great chapter, especially Deuteronomy 6. Because in that chapter, he says he's the only Lord. He is God and he is Lord. And then he told us to teach our children that he's the only God, the only true and living Father. He taught us to teach them that in the morning when they get up, in the afternoon, at nighttime. That's our responsibility. I hear a lot of people say, ooh, I can't wait till my children go to school. They need to learn. Oh, no, we are the first teachers, parents. We are the first teachers. So you got to teach them how to obey. They got to learn to obey us. That's how they're going to live long lives, because they're going to obey. They got to obey. So I thank the Lord this morning. I cover our children, their families, us, and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround and protect our children from, protect their lives from destruction. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and our children and protect them. Let your glory be our covering, Lord, to protect our children. Protect their backs, O God. Hold us and our children up, and they will be safe, and we will be safe. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. Oh, we run into it with our children, and we are all safe in the name of Jesus. Lord, make us and our children to dwell in safety. Set us in safety and our children from those who would try to buffet us. Let them dwell in the land safely. Lead us safely, O God, and we will not fear, neither will our children fear. O God, you want our children to be bold and courageous. Let our children lie down in safety and in peace and rest. O Father God, let our children dwell in safety. Nothing shall make them afraid. Keep them as the apple of your eye, O God. Hide them under the shadow of your wings. We will trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings we will trust. Be our covert, our children's covert, from the storm and the rain. Be our covert from the wind and the tempest, O God. O Father God, cover our heads in the day of battle. Cover us in the shadow of your hand, O God. Cover us with your feathers. Cover our children with your feathers. Our children and our defense and our refuge, O God. Defend us and deliver us, Lord. Let your glory be our defense and our children's defense, O God. Lord, I thank you that you are the shield, O God, of our children and a hiding place. Lord, surround us and our children with your shield of protection. Oh, bring them down, O God. O Lord, our shield. Let your truth be our shield, the shield of our children. Lord, you are their sun and their shield, O God. Lord, you are their shield, the exceeding great reward. We will, our children and us, we will not be afraid. 10,000 that have set themselves against us, because you are the shield for us. You are a strong tower for us and our children from the enemy. Well, thanks again for coming on Bible Storyland. We have with us this morning Karen Itell. She's going to play a song of praise, Father Abraham. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I will
great.
Looking forward to it. There we go. Thank you.
Abraham. He is a great, he was a great man in the Bible, Father Abraham. Thank God for that song. I love that song. Well, you know, many children are missing today. They're coming up missing. So we got to pray. They're coming up, can't be found nowhere. So we got to pray. Jeremiah 31, there was a woman there. It says, thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah 31, 15. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is her name, weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children, because they were no more. They all died. Thus saith the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord. And they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in the future of our children, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. There is hope. But the hope is in God. We got to pray. We got to ask the Lord to help us with the children, to keep them safe, keep them protected. We can't just say, oh, Lord, help. No, we got to intercede. We got to constantly pray. We got to constantly call upon the Father. He is the one who hears and answers prayers. I'm telling you, I can't answer your prayer, but God can. Jesus, our elder brother, he sits right on the right hand of the Father, interceding on behalf of our children. He hears the prayers of the righteous. He answers the prayers of the righteous. Matthew chapter 2, verse 17 says, then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they were no more. Let that not be for us. We don't want to be weeping because all of our children have gotten killed, shot, murdered, in prison. Violent things happen to them. No, 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 no. We're interceding for the children. We are praying for the children. We're thanking God for the children. So we have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. We're going to ask her to pray for the children this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing better, doing better, doing better. The school shooting that you were talking about occurred 25 miles from Paducah. It happened the next county over from us. There were two students who died, 18 who were injured. A 15-year-old brought a handgun to school, shot one student, killed her instantly there at school. Another young man was flown to Vanderbilt, where he died shortly after. Our community is heartbroken. We are heartbroken. But the Bible speaks of times like this. In times like these, we need the Lord. We need him. We need to be sure that our children know the Lord. We need to be sure that our children are saved. We need to be sure that we're saved ourselves. And then we need to live a life before our children so that they will be saved. Our community is hurting. Our community is hurting. The county is called Marshall County, and this happened at Marshall County High School at 7:57 on Tuesday morning. So please pray for that community. The funerals of the two who passed away, the funerals will be tomorrow. There's a visitation today at the high school. Both of their bodies will lie in state at the high school, and then the funerals are tomorrow. We need prayer. We need prayer.
Yes.
We need prayer.
All right, if you could pray for the children of the world, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging who you are. You are God. Beside thee, there is none other. Father, we do come, thanking you, Lord, for the children that you have given us, Lord. Lord, You know what we stand in need of right now, Lord? But, Lord, we know that you are able to do anything but fail. So right now, Lord, we ask that you would put your arms of protection around our children, Lord. Keep them safe. We know that you have a plan for our children's lives, Lord. We know that you don't make any mistakes, Lord. Lord, we do know that something good comes with every situation, and something good is going to come from this situation that we're experiencing here right now, Lord. Lord, help us to be mindful of your word. Your word says that we need to watch as well as pray. We've been praying, Lord, but we haven't been watching, Lord. But, Lord, you're showing us every day the signs before us, Lord. The time is winding out, Lord. So, Lord, help us to move closer to you, Lord. Help us as parents to be the parents that you've called for us to be. Help us to be the parents that sets the example for our children, Lord. Help us to be the leaders in our homes, Lord, and not in our only in our homes, but in our churches and in our communities, Lord. Lord, help us to be the Christians that you're calling for us to be. We know that Satan is running rapid because we know that his time is short. So, Lord, we know that he will cause all the confusion that he can, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that you're still in control, Lord. So, Lord, right now we bless your name. We offer our children to you, Lord. Lord, protect our children, Lord, as only you can, Lord. Lord, we thank you, knowing that our children are gifts from you, Lord. And, Lord, we do appreciate the precious gifts that you have given us, Lord. Lord, we bless your name today. We love you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing right now, Lord. We thank you for the good that's going to come from this situation and from every situation that makes us stop and think, that makes us stop and know that you are still in control. And even through it all, Lord, we still lift our hands in praise to you. Even through it all, Lord, we give you honor. We give you glory. We are thankful today that things are as well as they are, Lord, because, Lord, we do know that they could have been worse, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that you have intervened in this situation. So we thank you, Lord, in advance for the good that's going to come from this situation. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Donna. We needed that prayer. Yes, we got to continually pray for our children. You know, Jeremiah chapter 9, 17 through 21 says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the skillful wailing women, that they may come. Let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run with tears and our eyelids gush with water. For a voice of wailing is heard in Zion. How we plundered, we are greatly ashamed, because we have forsaken the land, because we have been cast out of our dwelling. You hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbor a lamentation. For death has come throughout windows, has entered our palaces, to kill off the children, no longer to be outside. For the young men, no longer on the street." So read that in your spare time. You know, shut the TV down. Fall on your knees, on your face, whatever it takes. But say, "Lord, save our children. Lord, protect our children. Lord, don't let them get gunned down in the street. Lord, let our children live. Lord, we repent for everything negligent prayer. Lord, we repent, oh God, for not watching them, for not staying in the secret place with you, for not having a sharper discernment, because we are negligent in doing the things you called us to do, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Moko sheba kadeyo lalalaboko, didiyaka sheriyo lalalaboko. So, Father, we thank you. We cover our children with the blood. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we are honored that you, the Most High God, hear our prayers, answer our prayers, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, disturb the women. Don't let them get no rest until they start praying. Don't let them get no rest until they intercede for the children. Don't let them get no rest. Assign them families of children to pray for. Assign them schools to pray for. Assign them parks to pray over. Assign them swimming pools to pray over, Lord God. Assign them beaches to pray over, Lord God. Assign them places, nurseries to pray over. Assign them daycares and camps where children go. Give them assignments, Lord God. And, Father, disturb them until they get it done every day. Don't let them get no rest until they pray and pray some more and pray some more. Let the cunning, skillful women in prayer call them forth like never before. Don't let them get no rest, Lord God. Let them pray for the children. Call a crew from morning to night, oh God, the morning crew, the afternoon crew, the evening crew. Let them continually cry out for the children. So, Lord God, spare the children. Spare the children. Spare the children's lives, oh God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, we are so honored this morning that we have the people of God on with us. It is praise time. Praise shall continually be in our mouth. So we have with us Pastor Donna this morning, and she's going to be praying. I mean, she's going to be singing this morning on Children's Day. All right, Pastor Donna, it's on you.
Thank you, Minister G. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Amen. Bless that wonderful name. Jesus' name is wonderful. Counselor, Prince of Peace. He's the one who loves our children so dearly. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Appreciate that. Well, the children are about ready to sing. Hallelujah. And pray. And pray. They're going to be singing and praying. So I am excited this morning. We have London on with us this morning. I thank God for London this morning. She is going to be reading a scripture in just a moment. In the meantime, we have Jackie Travis on with us. Jackie Travis, good morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Miss Teresa.
Uh-oh. Lord, yeah, touch your voice. Say the voice, Lord God, with your healing balm in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll let you just listen this morning. Well, we have London on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, London.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. All right. What are you going to read this morning?
Psalms 100.
All right, go right ahead. I love that.
and song of praise and joy, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and the true endure to all generations.
Amen. Thank you, Lundy. You are a great reader. A great reader. I appreciate you. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. We have Tabitha Sylvester on with us from Jacksonville. Good morning, Tabitha.
Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing?
Good.
Is Jonathan there with you?
No.
He's sleeping, huh?
No, he went out with his mom.
All right. Well, you going to pray this morning, sing? What you going to do this morning?
I'm going to pray.
All right. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord God. As you thank the Lord for this evening, Lord God. As you thank the Lord, everybody had a good rest, Lord God. As you thank the Lord, as we do everything right today, Lord God. As you thank the Lord that we have a good day, Lord God. As you thank the Lord, as you pray over Sister Jean, Lord God. As you thank the Lord, as you just thank you for everything we've done for you, Lord God. As you thank the Lord, as you can help me, Lord God. As you thank the Lord, as you can continue helping me make music school, Lord God. As you thank the Lord, as you can help me make it all easy, Lord God. As you thank the Lord, as you can help me make A's and B's, Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, Tabitha. Tabitha, can you sing a song for me?
Yes.
What you going to sing? This little light of mine?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. We're going to sing together. Go ahead.
Let it shine. All around my neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around my neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Amen.
All around my family, I'm gonna let it shine. All around my family, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around, I'm gonna let it shine. All around my friends, I'm gonna let it shine. All around my friends, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Thank you, Tabitha. All right. We have the Jimenez children with us this morning, Isaiah, Sariah, and Leah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all. You all are so patient with me. I appreciate you all. They've been on for quite a little while, but they are so patient. All right. What are y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
I'm praying. I'm going to be praying.
Okay,
you're
going to pray, Isaiah? Isaiah.
I want to sing.
Who's that, Leah?
Me and Leah's going to be singing.
Okay, go ahead. Isaiah?
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore
him.
And what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen, amen. I love that song. What a mighty God we serve. He is a mighty God. Yes, he is. All right. Anything else you are doing this morning?
I want to pray.
All right. Go ahead, Isaiah.
Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for waking us up this morning and sending us on the way, Lord God. Lord, protect the children, Lord God. And as I wake up, Lord God, and Lord, protect the children all around the world, Lord God, and protect them, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you for all the people that you protect, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for the Isaiah, Sariah, Leah, London, Tabitha. And now we have John and Anaya. They're going to say a prayer. All right, go ahead.
Father, in Jordan, heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and glory forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for them. Now they're going to do the whole armor for us. Go ahead.
We gird up our loins with the belt of truth. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We shod our feet with the preparation of gospel of peace. We put on the helmet of salvation. One hand, shield of faith. Other hand, sword of spirit. And God, we thank you for this whole armor standing against the wiles of the enemy. Amen.
Amen. Woo! I thank God for the children this morning. They are doing great things for the kingdom of God. I thank God for the children. Hallelujah. Father, bless the children, especially those that came on Bible Storyland this morning, Lord God. We ask you to make a way where there's seemingly no way in their families, Lord God. Protect them as they come in, as they go out. Remember, Lord God, oh, God, the children, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for remembering London, Lord God, Tabitha, Lord, Anila, John, Isaiah, Sariah, Leah, Lord God. Oh, Father, protect them. Put your whole armor, keep that hedge around them as they come in, as they go out, oh, God. Hide them under the shadow of your almighty wings. And I thank you that nothing by any means will harm them in Jesus' name. Well, we're grateful for each of you all coming on this morning. We have Miss Ludell on with us this morning from Applin, Georgia. I thank God for Miss Ludell. She is almost 96. February 10th, you will be 96 years young. Good morning, Miss Ludell. How are you?
Good morning. I've been enjoying the program so far. I'm doing well, thank God.
Amen. Thank God for you. You going to sing this morning, Miss Liddell?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing some correspond with the songs that the children been saying, call Jesus. After all been said, we need to still call him. So I'm going to call, I'm going to sing one verse, a couple of verses, or call Jesus. Call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name, call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name, his name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, you just call him by his name. If you seek the Lord, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. If you seek the Lord, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus. You just call him by his name. If you motherless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you motherless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus. You just call him by his name. Call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name, call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus. You just call him by his name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Miss Liddell. I love that song. Call Jesus. That's got to call this hour Jesus. Jesus by his name. We got to call on Jesus like never before.
Never before.
Is Bible Storyland Children's Day. We are calling on Jesus. That is our Savior, Jesus. We call him by his name, Jesus. But well, we're excited to hear God's word this morning. God's word is a lamp to our feet, and a light to our pathway. Today our speaker is from Jacksonville, Florida. He is a husband, a father of two children, Tabitha, 6 years, Tabitha, and Jonathan, 2 years young. He works with the youth at the church he attends, and his father-in-law is the pastor of the church where he goes, Bishop Arthur Adams. Bishop Adams wrote a wonderful book called Who God Has Sent, Jesus. So I introduce to you this morning Minister Spencer Sylvester. Good morning, Minister Sylvester. How are you?
I'm doing well and I'm blessed.
Amen. We're so glad you joined us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Amen, amen. So let God have his way. Go right ahead with the word of God.
Praise the Lord, those who are in the body of Christ. Today, I just want to say thank you, Sister G, for giving me the opportunity to, you know, just to talk with the young people this morning. You know, I was trying to think about what the Lord will talk to me to the kids about. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on, and these kids face a lot of peer pressure, and they face a lot of distractions, you know, whether they go to school or out in the neighborhood. So, you know, I asked the Lord, you know, give me something to encourage these kids and to instruct these kids. So the first scripture that came to my mind was Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. And most of us are familiar with this scripture. You know, it's no... Yes, it's nothing strange to us. We heard this over and over again, you know, especially us parents dealing with our kids in these days and time. So I want to go ahead and read this scripture here. I'm not going to be too long today. Let's direct me somewhere else. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and you may live long on earth. So I like to break this down. You know, we talk about children. Well, we're all children. You know, those are the people that God has given us to watch over and be responsible for. And, you know, children, they can be a handful sometimes. You know, it requires a lot of patience and a lot of wisdom and understanding, you know, for us, those that want to be good parents. You know, God, we got to ask God for wisdom and also give us a heart to nurture our children, because we don't want to be, you know, to a point where we provoke our kids to wrath or be a tyrant, anything of that nature. So, but deal with the children, you know, God gives them a commandment to obey their parents in the Lord. Now, we talk about parents here, and we know parents are the ones that have the children, okay? But one thing I notice here, it says obey your parents in the Lord. Now, not all parents are in the Lord. When it says in the Lord, that's talking about people who are saved that gave their lives to Jesus Christ, accepted what Jesus did for him, and obey his commandments, which is to love one another and love God, which is the first two commandments that Jesus gave us. Those are the parents that's in the Lord. Now, you know, even though not all parents are in the Lord, God still gives children responsibility to obey them if they all guided them in the right way, even though they might not have the salvation according to the gospel of grace. So God still gives those children a responsibility to obey their parents, you know, because some children might not have both parents saved in the house. So if you're on this phone call today, God still requires you to obey those parents as long as they're doing the right thing, you know. As we know today, times, a lot of parents not doing what's right by their kids, you know, especially men, you know, come for an age where men are walking away from their families, you know, doing their own thing. They're not taking the responsibility to take care of the kids. And most of the time, kids are left with just one parent. I want to tell to those kids, you still have to obey that parent in that home, because even though you're in that home, that person is the only person that's going to watch over you and ensure you that, you know, you're getting what you need, whether it be physically, psychologically, you know, things of that nature. And one thing I want to say, you know, yeah. You got to understand that God had to command children to obey them, because in a child's nature, children really don't want to obey their parents. You know, we're always constantly telling them, you know, what to do, warning them on things. And, you know, understand, children always think they know what's right. You know, I use myself as an example. My daughter, she thinks she knows everything, and she always want to do things her way, but it's up to the parent to instruct that child. And sometimes you might break it down for that child to help them to see that that's not the best way of doing things, you know. One thing I want to look at is honor thy father and mother. Now, that word honor most people don't know what it means to honor the father and mother anymore. You know, really, that's dealing with the older children. You know, these kids are grown up, and now they're not really children per se, but they are going to adulthood. That word honor means to give in to or to give weight into. You know, at my age, I'm still a child to my parents, but I don't necessarily always have to obey them, but that word means to consider what they're saying, especially if there's right. And I believe when you do that, God has promised us long life. That's a commandment. You know, you look into the Ten Commandments. You know, if you honor your mother, your father, your mother, and God promised you, he'll give you a long life. You know, but not all the time that may be the case. You see, that's in God's hand. But that's why we still got to hold on to that promise, you know. I tell these people, you know, go check on your parents, you know, make sure they're doing all right. If you got that ability to, you know, help them out wherever your age you might be at. Okay. You know, parents are very important to us because if you look at the connection between your parents and God, you know, you got to see that when you honor your parents, it's the same as you honor God himself. You see what I'm saying? That's why God put that commandment in there, because you really can't see God. So me being a child, you know, only way we can really honor God, you know, is we have to look physically to honor our parents. You know, when they tell us certain things and give us advice, things of that nature, as long as it's the right thing to do, as long as it's not sin or any type of foolishness. You know, another thing I want to say about children, God told them to obey them, because you understand children have a lot of foolishness in their hearts. I believe it says in Proverbs chapter 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, okay? But the rod of correction will drive it away far. But that don't necessarily mean that you might have to use physical punishment. Sometimes you might have better results or put your child in time out or put them in isolation or taking certain privileges away from them. You know, not all children, you could just, you know, give them a type of corporate punishment and it's going to be effective. It just don't work like that all the time, you know. But God will give the parent wisdom, understanding how to deal with our child accordingly. Okay. So, you know, that's basically what I want to talk about today. You know, children obey your parents, because there's a blessing in it with children obey their parents. God will honor you back in return with favor, you know, with certain blessings in your life as you grow up, you know, wherever it may be, however God sees fit to bless you, will you obey this commandment to obey or honor your father or your mother, you know. And I could share my experience with myself, you know, throughout the years. You know, I wasn't always perfect, but there was a lot of things my mom and dad told me to do, and I adhered to them. And I could reap the benefits of doing that, you know, because I obeyed what they told me to do, you know, because you got to understand your parents most of the time got your best interest at heart. You know, nobody want to see their kids in harm's way. Nobody want to see their kids grow up, you know, be in jail or be on drugs or, you know, doing something unfruitful or unproductive in society. Everybody want to see their child become somebody in society, you know. And that's one way of that happening is when the child obey their parents, you know, especially if they're doing what's right in the Lord, you know, according to the scripture. So I just like to encourage all these young children that's hearing my voice today, that their hearts be open to receive that. You know, don't talk back to your parents, you know, where they try to give you instruction, because you don't know everything in life. You know, like I tell my kids all the time, man, I can ensure other parents go through the same thing. Sometimes the child want to talk back to them like they know all the answers. But, you know, we always got to remind them, you know, what the scriptures say. You know, God didn't just give that commandment, you know, for no reason. There's a reason for it. Because, like I said, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. And that's why I want to leave off today, you know. And hopefully these kids will eventually grow up and get that foolishness out of them, whether it's because the parents got to drive that foolishness out of them, whatever means of some type of punishment or instruction, you know, that they could grow up to be a productive citizen, whether, you know, they're not saved or unsaved. So, I appreciate your time, you know, for sharing my thoughts on this matter, and hopefully your hearts was have received what I have discussed today. And I thank you all for your ears, and I just want to say a little prayer right now over these kids that I'm being led to. So if you don't mind, I'm gonna take a couple minutes to say a prayer. They're able to follow. God, I just want to pray for these young kids this morning, Lord God. Everyone that's on this phone call, Lord God, I pray that you would just watch over them. Lord, help their spirits to be obedient to their parents, Lord God. Help them to become humble, Lord God, as they're growing up. And Lord, help them to lean to the parents' instruction and their guidance, Lord God. Help them to understand that their parents love them and their parents have the best interest at heart for them, Lord God. We all want to see our kids to grow up to be productive citizens in society. And Lord, that they'll also come to the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, that they'll want to be saved and be a minister in your kingdom, Lord God, that you will get the glory, Lord God. And Father God, just pray that you watch over them as they go to the schools, Lord God. I pray for the negative influence not to get at them, Lord God. I pray that they'll have the mind to obey even the teachers in school, Lord God. Help them become a good classmate, Lord God. Help them to not be so foolish, Lord God, to distract others in school, Lord God. Help them to focus on their studies in the name of Jesus. Help them to be a light in that classroom, Lord God, so others may see that they are walking according to your word, Lord God, to obey their parents and their authorities. And Father God, this is my prayer this morning, Lord God. I pray that these kids' hearts was able to receive what was spoken today, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's a young man on the battlefield for the Lord. And I thank God that Brother Sylvester is bold and courageous. He spoke the word. He brought forth the word from Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land. So, you know, in America, we have a cutoff age. We say, oh, yeah, we get 19, we don't have to honor and obey our parents no more. Nope, not so. They're still your parents. I remember when I was in my 40s and my 50s, I still had my mother in my 50s. My father died when I was in my 40s. And I still had to honor them. I still had to listen to them. We didn't always agree when I was grown, but I still had to honor and listen to them, and I respected them. They taught me as a child. They trained me up according to how God told them. So I thank God today for what the children did, for what my parents did in my life. I thank God. He knows the parents that we need. He knows what we need. God chose our parents for us. And he gave us the right parents. He never make a mistake. So I thank God for the word that Brother Sylvester brought forth today from the word of God. I have his little son, Jonathan, in my daycare. Jonathan is 2 years old. He's growing up. I have seen Jonathan grow. My God, he's brilliant. Jonathan is brilliant. His little sister, Tabitha, is brilliant. They're very smart children. Their parents are training them up in the way they should go. And I thank God that they're allowing me to participate in the training of both of their children. So they are young parents on the battlefield. So we got to pray. Father God, I lift up the parents this morning of the children who are on Bible Storyland. And I thank you for choosing them, oh God, to train these particular children up the way they should go. And Lord, I thank you for them praying for their children's friends as well to be safe and protected. I thank you for what you call parents to do. Give them the strength and the courage to do it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, teach them, Lord God, how to teach their children, Father. Teach them as parents when it gets difficult, Lord. Oh, help them, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we decree and declare that parents will train their children young, at young ages, about you, Lord God. They will teach them about you, and great shall be the peace of those children because they know of you at an early age. So I thank you for Brother Sylvester and his wife and his family, Lord God. Continually meet every need in their household. Continually watch over the whole Sylvester family and all the families that are on Bible Storyland that came on this morning. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Well, it's salvation time. Anybody on that's not saved this morning, press 1. Ministers will walk you through the plan of salvation. All right, it looks like everybody's saved this morning. I thank God for salvation. Well, you know, every now and then we make a mistake. We get some mud on our garments. And so we pray that Father God will forgive us. Father, forgive us for any backsliding that we've done. Lord, you said who can know their errors. We don't even know sometimes when we're in error. But we ask you, Lord, to correct our errors. Even forgive us for presumptuous sins. Help us, Lord, to do those things you want us to do. In Jesus' name. Well, anybody have a testimony this morning? Testimony time. All right, well, no testimonies. We're going to move on into prayer this morning. We think, oh, somebody does have a testimony here. Hold on. Good morning. You have a testimony, Karen?
You talking to me?
Yes. Did you press 1 for a testimony?
I pressed 1 because I'm back in the conference, but I can give you one. I want to testify that the Lord is helping me know how to talk to my niece, and she's becoming a little Christian. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Karen. God is in the helping business. He is such a good God. Mighty in all his ways. He helps all of us. They're his children. All right. Well, it's praying time. The Word of God says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So I'm going to ask Pastor Donna to help me with the prayers this morning. Sister Ruther, she's on with this morning. If you like, Sister Ruther, you can help us with the prayers if you like. If not, you can continue.
Okay.
We're thankful. Would you like to help us with the prayers this morning?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I appreciate it. I am going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. And Sister Ruther, if you could pray for her cousin who's on here, Sister Travis, Jackie.
And her cousin.
Hold on one. Okay, Jackie's going through something with her throat, her a little congestion and all of those things that go along with that. So if you could pray for Jackie when I finish praying for Pastor Donna. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins, your servant, this morning. And, Lord, you know you called her to pastor your people. And, Lord, it's not easy being a pastor. But first of all, Lord, she's a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. And I thank you, Lord God, for her mother who's gone on to glory, who trained Pastor Donna in the way that she should go, her parents. And I thank you, Lord God, for Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church that she pastors in, Lord God. And Father, we cover her with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. We thank you for every need being met in a household and a church. We thank you for keeping her healthy and well. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Pastor Donna, even as they travel from place to place, even as she do her pastoral duties. We thank you for leading and guiding her by your Spirit, keeping her close by your side, directing her path, oh God, on a daily basis. I thank you, Lord God, for the effectual, fervent prayers that she pray for the body of Christ. Bless Pastor Donna like never before. And so, Father, we thank you this morning for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her family, her husband, her family, Father God, her church family, Lord. We just bless you and honor you for this mighty woman of God in Jesus' name. Sister Rutha, Jackie, she has a husband, two daughters, and she works with the senior citizens on a daily basis. So if you could pray for all of that and anything else the Lord gives you.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to call on your most holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, that we're not calling on a God that does not hear and that cannot answer. We thank you, Lord God, that you have already heard this prayer, that before I speak a word, you already know what I'm going to say. And Lord God, because, Lord God, we can put it in the atmosphere, I come, Lord God, to put healing in the atmosphere on the behalf of Sister Jackie, her husband, her two daughters, and the senior citizens that you work with. I come, Lord God, asking you, Lord, to let her know, Lord God, that she is healed in her throat and in every other part of her body that may be ailing. Let her feel the healing balm of Jesus. Let her know, Lord God, that you are God and you cannot lie. And what you said, you will do. And whatever we are going through, you promise to make it good. That whatever the devil puts in our path, you will bring it to our good. I thank God for a God that can make his word good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you sent your only begotten Son, and the word couldn't return unto you void. It had to accomplish what you pleased, and it had to prosper whereto you sent it. I thank you, God, that the word came down 42 generations. Thank you, God, and took it all the way to the cross and said it was finished. So I want Sister Jackie to know, her family and the senior citizens that she worked with, I want them all to know that we serve a God that is able. So, Lord God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you for being God. We thank you that we can count on every word that you say. Thank you, God, that our faith is not in a man, but our faith is in the true and the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruth. Anybody else for prayer? Prayer this morning.
I ask prayer for Mary Jean and her son and a friend of mine of church that they're very sick, Mr. and Mrs. Kane. He goes on dialysis, so I just ask prayer for them, please.
Okay. All right. Anybody else prayer this morning? Need prayer? Anybody else need prayer?
Lisa, okay. G, I need to pray for.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Pray for one of my little lady grandson. He's real sick, and they're not expecting him to live long. But we're going to pray that she's believing, hoping and believing the Lord will deliver him. So please pray for him. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Well, Sister Rutha, I'm going to pray for Miss Ludell. And if you could pray for Jackie Travis's patient's grandson, that God would restore his health, because God is able. Nothing's too hard for God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Mary Jean, Lord God, your servant, who knows your name, who's been on the battlefield a long time, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in her life and the life of her son. And, Lord, you know she is grieving the loss of one of her sons, Lord God. And it's not easy to raise a child, Father. We ask you to touch her and comfort her, strengthen her, Lord God. Heal her other son, Lord God. Keep him healthy. Keep him safe. Keep him protected. Even as he helped his mother out, Lord God, we ask you to be with him. Help him, Lord God. Touch both of their bodies, Lord. You are the great physician, Jehovah Rapha, mighty healer, Lord. And, Lord, we lift up the member of Mother Ludell's church, Lord God, who's going through a situation, who has to go for different treatments, Lord. And, Father, go before that person. Go with them. Touch their bodies, oh God. Heal their bodies, Father. There's no God like you, Jehovah. No God great like you. No God holy like you. You are the great. We're depending upon you. Send the word and heal in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Ruth.
Heavenly Father, we come again, Lord God, on the behalf of Sister Jackie Travis' grandson, the little 3-year-old boy. You said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? And he said, you know, Lord. Father God, you're the God that speaks to dry bones. You're the God that can breathe life into that which is dead. But Lord God, you said to, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You called Lazarus from the dead, Father God. And so, Lord God, because you have given us the keys to the kingdom, Lord God, that we can bind and loose, I say to her grandson, live in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else requesting prayer this morning? All right. Anaya is requesting prayer. Anaya, what you want prayer for? Oh, gotcha. Father God, I lift up your daughter, Anaya Vice, Lord God. She needs prayer because she's having symptoms of a cold. We rebuke every lying symptom right now. We decree and declare that Anaya is healthy and well because the stripes of Jesus healed her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing for the children. Heal their bodies, Lord God, of every lying symptom of flu, cold, fever, ear infections, throat problems, chest congestions, bronchitis, asthma, or blood conditions, any kind of condition that's trying to attach itself to his body. We say go right now, cease and desist your actions. Our children are healthy and well in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Anybody got anything to say before we close out this morning? We're about ready to close out.
Well, I would just like to say I've been blessed this morning at what I heard and what I understood and what I do believe. Everything was said. I was just blessed for the minister, the prayers and the children praying. It was just awesome to hear children, you know, get out, step out on his word like that. So I was just blessed by all.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anybody else? On next Saturday, February 3rd, it will be Senior Citizens Day. Okay, somebody else was saying something, yes?
Sister Carita, this is Sister Ruta.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I enjoyed the song coming from the mother, and what she was saying goes along with the poem that I wrote, Somebody to Call His Name. If you don't mind, I'd like to read it. It's not very long.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
In the quiet of silence, I heard him say, is somebody calling my name? The angels cry, Hosanna. Is there anybody on the earth calling my name? The angels cry, Hosanna. my heart longs to hear somebody on the earth calling my name, somebody calling on Jesus. In the quiet of silence, I heard him say, "Will you call my name?" And out of my belly came a cry like no other. Jesus, I'll call your name. Jesus, Jesus, I'll be the voice in the earth calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
In the quiet of silence, I heard him say, "I'll answer somebody to call his name."
All right. That's all right.
And that was beautiful. Right. Thank you, Sister Ruther.
It was.
Yeah, my little thing, called Jesus. And I love that. What's the name of it again, Sister Ruther?
Somebody to call his name.
Somebody to call his name. And we all need to call his name. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That was a beautiful poem. You wrote it, Sister Ruther, right?
Yes, ma'am. I wrote this December 16, 2013.
Amen.
You got time to sing one verse, everything ready to close out.
All right. Okay.
Call Jesus. Call Jesus. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call Jesus. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus. I say, call him by his name. Thank you so much. Thank you for that little time, darling. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Ludell. Amen. We're looking forward to sharing your birthday next month, February 10th. You'll be 96 years young. We thank God for you.
If the Lord say so.
Yes, ma'am.
If the Lord say so.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Y'all
Amen.
Ought to come on up in.
All righty. But whatever the Lord say, hallelujah.
Right.
It is closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. I love each of you. You already know God loves you more. Don't forget to follow our heart and love one another like we love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget
all
to praise
right.
the Lord. See you next Saturday.
All right. Lord, say so.
Amen.